talk about a few that were put through their paces at both Caulfield and Sandown. Rob Nicholson joins me in the studio. G'day, Rob. How are you?
Very well, Trent. Yourself, mate?
Very well, thank you. Let's kick off with the Mick Price team, and he's had quite a few go around.
He did. They included Prairie Fire and Mastering this morning. Prairie Fire was a little bit disappointing when resuming on Pakenham Cup Day, and really didn't put his best performance in at all. When you consider he finished fourth in a Blue Diamond, you'd expect much better than that performance. But he worked quite well this morning with stablemate Mastering, who was absolutely very impressive when he demolished his rivals when resuming at Kilmore, beating them by six lengths. And look, they worked together this morning very nicely over 800 metres in evens and improved at the 600 and really ran home their last 400 strongly in 23.56. They'll both contest the benchmark 78 handicap over the 1,200 metres on Saturday at Flemington. And I think Mastering's going very well and will run well. But if he does turn up Prairie Fire and performs as he should, I'd expect a much better performance and expect him to be running at least top three.
A few others from the price yard?
Yes, Light Parade's a horse that was going to go around. It's going to run on Friday night at Mooney Valley in the Super Vabus three-year-old maiden plate over 1,200. And it worked in company this morning in evens and went the 800 metres and did improve also, but wasn't asked to do too much, having to run on Friday night, run home the last 400 in 25.17. Palazzo Vecchio is another one that'll run Friday night in the Fillies and Mares benchmark 70 handicap. Over the 2,040 metres, it worked over 1,400 metres this morning in evens and ran home the last 400 in 24.86 on the steeple grass. And it was a good gallop. Obviously a horse with a bit of talent, but hasn't quite been producing it of late, and hopefully she can get back to running well again on Friday night. Mick's also got two horses going around in South Australia on the weekend, Princess of Queens and Noriko. They're both lining up in the listed Christmas handicap over there at Morfettville over the 1,200 metres, and Princess of Queens worked at Caulfield over 800 metres in evens and came home the last 400 in 24.28, while Noriko, who ran a really bold race and was only nabbed in the final strides over at Morfettville by Illustrious Lad last start at the listed City of Merion Stakes. She worked at Morfettville this morning and had a nice gallop, and all reports are she's going extremely well and should be hard to beat once again. While finally, Mick's got Lord Sundowner running around at Flemington on Saturday, and he worked down at Warrnambool. Has been in pretty good form, was a little bit disappointing at Warrnambool last start, but he'll line up in the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1,400, and with a little bit of luck, he'll run well again. If you disregard his Warrnambool run, he'd won his two previous, so he's certainly in pretty good form.
Three to talk about from the Kiramar and David Eustace yard, including the talented youngster Dubious.
Yeah, Dubious, certainly a very talented galloper. Last start was in the Group 3 Breeders plate up there at Randwick and dispatched of them very nicely, and is two from two. Definitely a horse on the right track to head towards the Magic Millions next month, and it'll go around up there at Eagle Farm in the Quotas 2-year-old handicap over the 1,000 metres. I'd expect it to be running very, very strongly, and the reports from Dave Eustace this morning were that the horse is going exceptionally well. It's had a really nice freshen up since that win in the Breeders' Plate, and you'd expect it to be hard to beat. He's also got the Grammy resuming at Flemington in the benchmark 64 handicap over the 1,400 metres. Gelding worked over 800 metres at Sandown this morning, and wasn't a bad gallop. Ran home the last 400 in a tick over 24 on the course proper, which was certainly had a bit of give in it this morning, so it wasn't too bad a work. Probably not in the top tier of three-year-olds for the stable, but certainly a horse with a little bit of ability. While they'll also run Omo Rose on Friday night in the benchmark 64 handicap over the mile, and she'll back up from her fifth in the races last Friday night at the Valley. So of the three there, I'd suggest that Dubious is certainly the one to follow, and maybe a little each way bet on De Grammy for the Mara and Eustace team.
A few to talk about here from the John Sadler team, including Berisha, who was a good run in the Pakenham Cup.
No, he certainly was, and he's been in terrific form, Berisha. He's one of those horses that's just knocking on the door, and hopefully this weekend's his weekend to get that well-deserved win. He'll do a little bit of schooling tomorrow, and speaking to John this morning, he's in terrific order. He'll run around in the handicap over the 2,500 metres, and if you look at his form, he's certainly going to be hard to beat. John's also got Birdwing, who will contest the Super Vabis three-year-old filly's benchmark 70 handicap. The horse will gallop tomorrow morning and has been running well this preparation, having two placings back so far. So you'd expect Birdwing to be fairly competitive. Usain Bowler was a good run when resuming last start, running third, and he'll also gallop tomorrow. You'd expect him to have a... John's expecting him to have a fairly solid hit out over 800 metres, and you'd expect he'd run well again. And Sam's Image is another horse that is nominated for both the 55-second challenge Heat 9 at Moonee Valley on Friday night and also the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1,000 at Flemington on Saturday. John's hoping to run the horse Saturday, but realises if he accepts in both, he'll probably get knocked down the order in the ballot. Regardless, he's certainly got ability, having beaten Nature Strip in the Vabis Gold Dash in April earlier this year. So with a little bit of luck, he'll resume in terrific order. He galloped very, very well over 800 metres in 51 and three quarters and improved home the last 400 to run home in 23.51. So Sam's Image is certainly a horse to follow on the weekend for John, as is Berisha, I would suggest.
For Lloyd Kennywell, just the one runner here to talk about, Del Vecchio, a good winner on debut 9 days ago.
Yeah, certainly was, and nominated for both the Super Vabis three-year-old benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,200 on Saturday, but is also in the nominations for the Super Vabis three-year-old fillies benchmark 64 over the 1,500 metres on Friday night. So Lloyd's still tossing up which way to head at this stage, but had a nice gallop over 1,000 metres this morning in evens, and wasn't asked to do too much, just came home in a nice solid time of 25.03 for the last 400. So certainly in good order, Del Vecchio, and with a little bit of luck will run well wherever it does line up, either Friday night or Saturday.
Tell us a little about this three-year-old first starter for Henry Dwyer, There You Are by Redoute's Choice.
Yeah, looks a nice type, and Henry's certainly going to run the horse on Saturday. It's lining up in the Super Vabis three-year-old benchmark 70 over the 1,200 and had a nice stride up over 600 metres this morning. Wasn't asked to do a great deal and just worked within itself. Ran the 600 in 38.5 and I'd expect There You Are to be right in amongst the top group on Saturday. Hopefully it can be running in the placings, and certainly one to throw into your multiples in what looks to be a pretty good race, and with a little bit of luck, another one that Henry can have a bright future with.
Casio's going well for Colin Little, a last start winner at Sandown.
Yeah, it was terrific when beating Tony McAvoy's Lure Me In, and Frank the form, coming out 3 days later and winning. So you'd expect that Casio would go very well in the benchmark 84 handicap over the 1,400 metres. Worked quite nicely over 1,000 metres this morning. Went a minute 8.73 and came home the last 600 in 37 and three quarters. Was going to run last week, but Colin decided to not go into the open handicap and save him for a little bit of an easier task, possibly. And this looks a pretty good race for Casio. Hopefully he can get a nice run and show that he's a terrific little horse for Colin.
Three we're going to talk about for Clinton McDonald, including Never Again, a last start winner at Cranbourne in a 64.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive winning there, and it's also nominated for Saturday and Friday night. Saturday it's entered in the benchmark 64 over the 1,400 metres, and at Moonee Valley the benchmark 64 over the 1,200. Clinton worked the horse this morning over 1,000 metres, so you would suggest it'll go around on Saturday. It just worked even time and came home the last 400 in 24.94. While he's also got French Girl backing up and also Beers with Clint backing up, they'll probably go around on Friday night. French Girl possibly also nominated on Saturday in the Benchmark 84 over the mile. Friday night she's in the Benchmark 70 over the 2040. French Girl was pretty good last week, running second, and Beers with Clint wasn't too far away. It'll go around in the three-year-old filly's maiden plate over the, well, I believe it's the 1200 metres, and it's going around over pretty good times and just been a little bit unlucky in a couple of runs, but it was a decent fourth last Friday night and should run well again.
And we finish up with one from the Johnny Maloney camp, Ordell, who was second at Kyneton behind Fastos.
Yes, and had a nice little gallop this morning. It'll go around in the Super Vobis three-year-old filly's Benchmark 70 over the 1,400 metres. And John was pretty happy with the work this morning. It galloped over 1,000 metres in a minute nine and came home the last 400 in a tick over 25 as well, 25.06 on the steeple grass. And fairly pleased going into the race, and will certainly get a run on its last start effort.
What are the couple you're most excited about and you want to follow?
I certainly am excited about seeing both Prairie Fire and Mastering go around. I think Prairie Fire will be much improved, and Mastering was very good in its gallop this morning, so I'd suggest they'd both be a little bit of each way value. I think that Noriko over in South Australia should run well for Mick. From the Mara and Eustace team, I think Dubious is the horse to follow there. John Sadler's got a couple of terrific chances with Barisha and Sam's Image. And finally, I think Casio's a horse that can run a really bold race and maybe throw in Never Again at a bit of each way value.
Outstanding work, Rob. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Trent.